see what else is going on. This is kind of unbelievable when you think about it. I mean, when that bomb first went off underneath the World Trade Center, I thought, now how are we ever going to figure out who did that? No, sooner or later, somebody will claim responsibility and they'll send us dirty notes from some foreign country and we'll be powerless to do anything. I can't believe the guy that drove the van is in the slammer. And now they got three more people arrested. And the FBI says the three were picked up in Brooklyn this afternoon. They'll be arraigned in federal court tomorrow. One day after they got Mohammed Salimeh, he was taken into custody in Jersey City. His rented van was used in the attack. Unbelievable. They were afraid that all the other guys, once they heard that this Ying Yang was arrested, that they would blast off for some irretrievable place, but they haven't. As a matter of fact, I have the actual footage of them being herded into the courtroom. Here they are, these idiots that...
Wait a minute! You lame brains can't do anything right, can you? Get up over here! Come on! Get over there! You come over here! Now, get to work! Just a second! Let me have that wrench. Let me have it, you imbeciles!
Unbelievable. So there they are, the... We thought was at one time a sophisticated band of terrorists that turned out a bunch of nudniks. And thank heaven they're in custody. And hopefully the rest of our buildings and landmarks will be safe for years to come. Hi, you made it through. It's the Grease Man Show.
Wanted some advice. I met this girl last week and had a, you know, get it on, but I didn't just yet because I know she's been around the block.
Yes.
You know, very good-looking girl, but, you know, I don't...
So what's your question, sir?
What's that?
What's your question? Sounds like she was warm and willing, and yet you declined. Now,
yeah,
why?
Yeah, because I know she's been around the block. You know, it's a good-looking girl, but I don't see myself risking my life over it.
So what's your question, sir?
You know, do you think it's worth the...
Will you take proper precaution, and then your life won't be at risk?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like that, you know? It's not just like, you know, what they say, taking a shower with the...
No, I don't know. You get the new ultra-thin. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
there's all kinds out there now, so do that. I mean, it's a shame. And just because she's been around the block, as you say, doesn't mean she's a bad person. She might be great. At least one thing for sure, when you marry a girl that's been, around the block or seen a few ceilings in her day, at least you know she's not going to leave you for another man just out of sheer curiosity.
True, true.
Right? If she decides she loves you, she's going to stick with you. And, and another man will be hard-pressed to steal her because she's already had her fling. She's already had her zesty behavior. She can tell a story that'll top anybody's story when she's out with the girls. So the last thing she's going to do when she's married to you is look for some strange on the side, because that's behind her now. She's found you.
That's true.
So here's what you do. Say that you like to get to know a person a little bit before you have any kind of action.
Exactly, because I do.
So I tell you what, you go down to the Red Cross and you both decide for your first date you're going to donate blood.
Oh, uh-huh.
You with me on Ish?
Gotcha.
So you donate it and then you sit there. If they take it and say, great, have a nice day, then go ahead and start zapping it. If they say, could you both step in here? We need to talk to you for a second. Then you know that you're going to move on.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, good idea.
All right.
Slick, but hey, it does the job.
All right, good luck.
Thanks a lot, Grease.
My pleasure. Hi, you made it through. What's cooking tonight?
Hey, Grease.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
What can I do for you? Spam or your interrogatory? I'm fine. Let that do for the whole night. Everything's great. What's going on?
Hey, I just had a question for you.
Ask it.
Where'd you get such a knowledge of guns?
Where'd I get such a knowledge of guns? Always been interested. NRA member. For a long time. Getting ready. What do you do when you watch TV? You sit there with a bag of pretzels? Is that what you're doing? What happened? No. When I sit around the Grease Palace at night, I load magazines round after round after round. I got this whole orange crate full of magazines of every caliber. And as I'm watching the tube or listening to the radio, I get a box of cartridges and I just put them in there. One right after another. Click, 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 click. Preparing myself. Because you never know what's going on. escalated crisis in Bosnia-Herzegovina has caused a threat of terrorism to arrive at a... Click. 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 The crime scene is worsening. As our cities explode under the expansive crack and guns, we find that more and more homeowners are taking matters into their own hands. Click. Click. Another full magazine, and then I tape it to another one. You watch the news, man, and you're tempted to load magazines. Read the world events. The World Trade Center was rocked today by a big blast. Terrorists are expected. Click. 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 The trial of Rodney King has gone into its fourth day. Unrest is predicted in the aftermath of the trial. Although police say nothing is to be worried about, and community cooler heads have prevailed, there will be no problems this time. Click. 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 I sit there. Sometimes I'll load up three or four and just watch the TV like Robert De Niro did in Taxi Driver. You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? I sit there. One of these days I'll shake my head. Thank God we've put an end to the Cold War. I'm using my fallout shelter as a wine cellar these days. That would have been the only good thing about that. If they ever did launch the big one, and I heard that big... I would have waited for the nuclear winter to pass, and then when I cracked the lid on my shelter, I would have said, honey, I'm going out to shoot mutants. I'll be back in time for lunch.
You found it. The all-new Greaseman Show.